The clock is running out on this year's legislative session. Last week, lawmakers on the Senate Education Committee took up the School Finance Act. Each year, this bill determines funding levels for all of Colorado's 178 school districts. What started out as a straightforward school funding bill had been amended to include a somewhat controversial provision. KUNC education reporter Anne-Marie Awad talked with Nick Garcia from Chalkbeat, Colorado, about what went down and what this could mean for schools.
So the School Finance Act was a simple three-pager until an amendment was added to provide for equal funding for charter schools in the state. Just a reminder, charter schools are publicly funded but privately run schools, as opposed to traditional public schools, which are publicly funded and publicly run. So when it comes to this idea of sharing funding between traditional and charter schools, how does that work right now?
Charter schools are funded equally at the state level. That's not the issue. What is the issue is that local school districts are allowed to ask voters to increase taxes, and those tax increases go straight to the public schools in that particular district. Now, school districts are allowed to withhold that money from their charter schools, just the same way that they are allowed to withhold those funds from their own individual schools. So those tax increases normally go to specific programs like funding full-day kindergarten. So a high school wouldn't necessarily get access to that money because they don't offer full-day kindergarten. Same thing with reading intervention or high school tutoring, right? This bill would do would require school districts to share money for those programs with charter schools if they offer similar programs. So if a charter school offers full-day kindergarten and a school district has extra money from their taxpayers to fund full-day kindergarten, they would be required to share that money when they currently don't. So that's what this Senate Bill 61, which is a language that was amended into the School Finance Act, would require.
So that amendment kind of duplicates another bill proposed by Republican Senator Owen Hill. That's Senate Bill 61, which you mentioned. Is there any difference between the amendment and that bill?
At this point in time, no. The language that was added to the School Finance Act is verbatim what was approved by the entire Senate earlier in the session.
The notion of sharing funds with charter schools is a controversial one for some people. Why is that?
It's controversial to some lawmakers for a couple of reasons. One, some lawmakers, they just don't like charter schools. Charter schools have long been contentious in the education debate. The overarching concern is that these are local decisions, and Colorado is a local control state. And they believe that the state has no right to mandate how a local school district spends its money, especially when it's not state money. Now, what Owen Hill and supporters of the bill will say is that the state has an obligation to step in because the local school district is discriminating against particular types of students. Local control, charter schools, these are really, really thorny conversations in Colorado. And Senate Bill 61 and this amendment is the embodiment of all of those debates.
I want to touch on one more detail that I saw you tweet about during last week's committee meeting about the school finance bill. You said lawmakers were surprised that only two people showed up to testify. Were you also surprised?
I was. You know, this school funding is one of the most complicated issues in Colorado. It's one of the most passionate. We're talking about our kids. In years past, as I understand it, these meetings have gone on long. Everyone has come to ask for more money. I think how complicated this year's budget is, how unresolved the overall financial state of Colorado is right now. You know, the budget is not complete. We have big finance bills still working its way on other topics through the legislature. I think everyone is just taking a wait-and-see approach.
That was Nick Garcia, Deputy Bureau Chief for Chalkbeat, Colorado, giving us a play-by-play of last week's education debates at the State House. For KUNC, I'm Anne-Marie Awad.